podcast of 98FM's Dublin Talks. Remember, catch the show live Monday to Friday at 10 a.m. 98FM's Dublin Talks with Adrian Kennedy.
In the last 10 years, have you been tested for any sort of sexually transmitted disease or infection? There's the question. I want you to text the word yes or no to 0877 98 98 98. Now, for the purposes of this, it has to be by text message only, I'm afraid, because we can only collate the results on text message. So, in the last 10 years, have you been tested for any sort of sexually transmitted disease or infection? Simply text yes or no to 0877 98 98 98. The reason I ask this is I have a question to ask you, which is, would you be upset if the person you got into a relationship with asked you to get tested before beginning a sexual relationship with you? Is it something that everyone should do in a new relationship? Well, figures out recently show that just over half of Irish people have ever been tested for a sexually transmitted illness. The survey was by Medicine Direct. And the reason we're talking about this is because Gary messaged us on Facebook about this issue. Have a listen to this. He said, "Can you ask your listeners if I should be annoyed by this or not? I've been seeing a girl for over a month now, and we slept together for the first time at the weekend. Later that day, she casually asked me if I've ever had an STI test, which I thought was a bit weird. I haven't had one since I was about 19, and when I told her that, she suggested maybe I go. She said she's had one earlier this year. I'd be lying if I said I wasn't a bit annoyed that she basically told me to go get the test, as if she thinks I'm riddled or something. My mate said it's not a big deal, but I feel like I'm under pressure now and that she thinks I've slept around before her. Is it a normal thing to ask someone to get tested?" Now, what's interesting about that is they've actually slept together and then she said go and get the test. I would have thought it was a question she'd ask before they had sex together. But anyhow, I'm asking you to text the word yes or no to 0877 98 98 98. And my question to you is, in the last 10 years, have you been tested for any sort of sexually transmitted disease or infection? Simply text yes or no to 0877 98 98 98. Now, Celia is in Kildare. Celia, you were asked that question.
I was, yes, indeed. Actually, he asked me in an email if I had actually had an STI.
Oh,
not
oh,
had I been tested.
Oh, wait, really?
Yeah. And I was completely horrified and shocked and thought about it for a minute and then, well, for very many minutes. And then I thought, well, I suppose this really is a logical question to ask. If somebody's separated and he was separated and we didn't know who each other had been with. But I got my own back by saying, well, you don't know who your ex-wife has been with either, so you better go and get tested. So that was how
your initial reaction, the initial question you were asked was, have you ever had an STI?
Yes.
And
I was beyond shocked.
I can imagine. So you
weren't... I mean, it just came out of the blue in an email, and I don't know why.
And at this stage, were you in a relationship?
Yes, well, it was a long distance relationship and I hadn't seen an awful lot of him. He was a long way away working.
Right.
And he came to see me and then he asked me that in an email afterwards.
And had you gotten physical?
Oh, yes, we had, yeah.
And then he asked you that question?
Yeah.
Seems a little bit
just
odd.
Just completely out of the blue, yeah.
So your reaction at first was one of almost anger. But
no,
then,
not anger.
Shock.
Shock. Shock. Definitely not angry. Just frightened more than...
Frightened?
Thinking that I'm thinking that maybe I had got one, you know?
Oh, right. So, sorry, you got to thinking maybe he's after catching something.
Yes.
Ah, I see. Right, okay. But he didn't, I assume.
No, because I made him go and get a test as well.
So
I thought, well, if I'm going to be embarrassed to go and get a test, well, then let him go off and get a test as well.
So, okay, so both of you did?
Yeah, not together now. We went separately. But it isn't a big deal the hospital at all.
No, my understanding is it's just a simple blood test.
Yeah, and you fill out a form and they only call out a number. They don't call out your name.
Ah, very good. Okay, so there's a bit of...
people shouldn't be afraid or nervous about going. I was horrified. And it was back at the time when AIDS was rampant. And I said that if it came back positive, that would be the end of it. I wouldn't be able to deal with it. And he said, oh, we'll deal with it together. And I said, no, we won't.
Okay, so obviously everything came back negative, which was good news.
Yes, thank goodness. Yeah.
And do you think it is a reasonable thing to ask somebody to do before you have a physical relationship? Although I'm interested to see that the guy who sent us in the message in the first place...
is annoyed.
He's annoyed, but they've already slept together. And it seems a bit odd that she'd ask him to have a test now after them having slept together.
Well, maybe they were using condoms. And when you're together a while, then you don't anymore.
Hmm. Okay,
I don't know how you go about approaching it. How do you make it it's nearly like, do you like tea or coffee? You know, how on earth do you start that subject?
That conversation,
you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I just found it a little bit odd that they'd already slept together last weekend and then she asked him to go and have a test.
So does she have symptoms of something now? Or, of course, you never know what happens, you know, when you've...
Okay, but you think it is reasonable for a couple beginning a relationship for one to ask the other or them to ask each other
to have a test? Really important in this day and age. They say that all the STIs are on the up.
Yes, that's right, yes. Okay, stay there for 1 second. Let me have a listen to this WhatsApp voice message.
Straight out, no. I have never been tested and I don't think I ever will get tested.
Hmm. Thanks, Michael. Kelly is in Drumcondra. You're on 98FM. How are you?
Hi, Adrian. How are you?
Kelly, you think this is a very reasonable request?
Completely. They're only together a month, so he's expecting a lot of trust from her, with being offended by the question. Like, all she's doing is, I know they already had sex once, but so, as that other lady said, maybe they use condoms. So maybe she's thinking about, the future of the relationship if one day they're not going to use condoms. So she's every right to ask him. I don't think it's about sleeping around. Like, you only have to sleep with one person once, unprotected, and you could catch something if they have it.
Absolutely, yeah.
Yeah, I don't think it's unreasonable at all.
And he says, I'd be lying if I said I wasn't a bit annoyed that she basically told me to go get a test, as if she thinks I'm riddled or something. And, you just heard that message there. I have never had a test and don't think I ever would.
Well, that's what you're dealing with. Like, there's people out there who, let's be honest, are just not careful. And... like, she can't make assumptions about him. Like, imagine if she was to say, oh, no, like, he's a lovely lad and all. I doubt he has anything. And then, 2 weeks later, she has chlamydia or something. Like, and then it'd be put back on her, but why didn't you ask him?
No, like, and the point being that even though you might think you know somebody, you never really know somebody. Certainly when you meet them at first.
Yeah, it's only a new relationship. They're only seeing each other about a month. Like, it's a conversation I had with my partner when we got together, because he had a couple of relationships before me. And I had a chat. We had a chat that he had been tested and that he was clean. And that was great coming to our relationship, that we didn't have to worry about that then.
Okay,
after.
So it is a sigh of relief, if you like.
Yeah, it's taken the guessing game out of it. And yeah, it's an uncomfortable question. It's an uncomfortable conversation. But it's about your health. Like, it's not something that you mess around about.
Okay, and you think it is a reasonable request before a couple get physical to ask that question to ask the person to go and have a test done?
100%. And the fact that he's annoyed, I think if I was to ask a potential partner that question and they responded with shock, horror and were annoyed at me, I'd be saying, well, sorry, what's the problem? Like, have you got something to hide? Why is this an issue? And I wouldn't want to be going near them unprotected until I knew for definite.
Okay, we were interested in our little social experiment here, which is asking the question, in the last 10 years, have you been tested for any sort of a sexually transmitted disease or infection? And here's the result of our poll. 61% said... What do you think they said? What do you think the majority said?
I think the majority probably have been tested.
Yeah, believe it or not, it's the opposite. 61% said no. So,
oh my God.
Yeah, I'm a bit surprised by that as well.
I would have thought it was more common now.
Yeah, 39% of people in our poll said they have, but 61% said no, they haven't. They haven't been tested in the last 10 years, which is very interesting.
Yeah, I would have guessed the opposite.
Yeah, all right, stay there for a second, Kelly. Let me go to, let's get a male perspective on this. Michael, you're on 98FM. How are you, Michael? Hello, Michael.
Hey, Jeremy.
Well, I'm Adrian, but that's okay. Come on, Michael. Adrian. What do you want to say?
Well, see, I have no need to get tested because I've never had an experience with someone yet.
Sorry, say that again. You've never needed to get tested because?
I've never had, sexual intercourse with anyone.
Oh, right. Okay. So you're a virgin?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. So then there would be no reason.
No, but if someone asked me, I would understand where they're coming from,
Even though, do you think your answer of, I'm still a virgin, I haven't had sex with anybody, do you think that's a good enough answer?
I would have to think, maybe make a better answer, at the time. It's going to be difficult, you're talking to them and you've probably been with them for a while and then they ask you. It's sort of a bit of a tricky one,
All right, so you have no need to be tested, is basically Michael's point. I got a call from the hospital saying someone had been in with them and had an STI and had to give phone numbers of the last 9 months of people that she'd had sex with. Wow. Not GDPR issues there, but anyhow. Thank God all came back clear. So I got called from the hospital saying someone had been in with them and had an STI and had to give phone numbers of the last 9 months of people she'd had sex with. Thank God all came back clear. What a phone call to get. Actually, that's very interesting. I wonder if that ever happened to anybody else. And like I said, I would have thought in this day and age, with privacy and everything else, that, getting a random call from a hospital saying you slept with some woman a couple of months ago, she has an STI, you might want to get yourself checked. I wonder, is that actually a legal thing? Are they allowed to do that? Anyway, let me read a couple more of your messages. I told my partner I want to get tested before we have a kid. So we went together. She agreed with me because we both have exes before. We don't want to pass on to the kid. All clean and all happy. All is good. Katie, you're on 98FM. Hi, Katie.
Hi, how are you?
What happened to you in hospital recently?
So I just recently got with a partner, and when I got with my partner before, I don't like sleeping around, so before I got into bed with him, I'd asked him if he had got checked, but he'd said yeah, but that was everything. And then it turns out that I was in hospital 3 months later, bad with an infection. And with the infection, it could have been caused by chlamydia and gonorrhea. And when I'd asked him then if he did get tested, he openly had told me no after.
Uh-oh.
But it was pushed back that everything did come clear. It was just a bad infection in, ovaries and everything like that.
But he said he'd been tested, but he actually hadn't.
Yeah.
Hmm.
So it's still even, about... People do lie about being tested.
Now, you will get an email or a letter from the clinic or from the hospital to confirm that all is clear. So he obviously never showed you such a letter, did he?
No. But Anna, that's the thing. I've lived with him. I trust him and everything. So it wasn't that it was, I don't know how to explain it, that it was bad. But he did say that he'd got tested. And then when it turned out that it wasn't any STI, but it could have been caused by chlamydia or gonorrhea. I think it was a shock to the system when I was like, did you actually go get tested?
And he admitted that he didn't.
And he said no.
Oh, right, okay. Ask to see the letter if you don't believe them.
It's okay. He went to the hospital after. Right. I was like, you gotta go.
All right. Anyway, everything turned out all right in the end.
Just about.
All right. Good to talk to you, Katie. Thanks very much indeed. It's a very easy process. And if you are starting a new relationship with somebody, it's not an unreasonable question to ask. And to that guy who sent us the message in the first place, grow up a little bit and just go and have the test and be done with it, okay? You're listening to 98FM's Dublin Talks. That's it from us for today. I'm afraid we're way out of time. We're back with you again tomorrow morning at 10 a.m.
98FM's Dublin Talks with Des Kelly Interiors. New store now open at Belgard Road, Tallaght. 98FM.